I suppose you're wondering why I called this lunch.
Well, let me guess. You were hungry.
Mindy, lunches aren't for eating. They're for deducting. We're here to discuss my campaign.
Nelson, do you really think you can get elected to city council?
Why ask me? Let's consult the Vox Populi. Excuse me, sir. Do you know who I am?
No, who are you?
See, there's a natural curiosity about me.
There's a parade for you?
My gosh, it's starting. Flavor Mania.
Tape recorder off. People are trying to eat.
Excuse me, sir. You'll be okay as soon as I hose it off. I'll get you a new one.
Make it a cheeseburger.
Give me that.
A one-man parade. I think I have a goosebump.
Oh, it's a privilege campaigning for your flavorship. You know, I've been knocking on doors, peeking in windows, kissing mothers, shaking babies. It's wonderful. I've been gathering the grassroots and distributing to the young people, and they're going, wow, this flavor, it's really nice.
What did you do with my posters?
Well, the whole posters didn't fit in my parade concept. They're in little pieces as you... But don't worry, they're all numbered here, and here's a part that only a mother could love.
Oh, what's the use? No one knows who I am.
Well, look at the bright side. You can make a total fool out of yourself and no one would care. I mean, you can go on national television and go, my fellow Americans, I'd like to show you the dancing weasel.
What I need are organized groups of people to support me.
Don't look at me. What can I do?
I knew I could get you to go there for me tonight.
Go where?
Mindy, tonight I am supposed to speak at a gathering of the International Ladies Garment Workers.
Oh, I'm gonna take a peek at their union label, huh?
I'd do anything to win those women over. Even listen to them sing. But at the same time, there's a meeting for the committee to clean up Boulder. I think it's some new conservation group. I want you to go there and let them know that I deeply care about whatever it is they stand for.
Look, Nelson, I'd love to help you out, but tonight I've got a student teaching seminar, and it's real important to me. I've got to go.
Shame I can't find anyone to go tonight.
Woo! I think you find a volunteer.
All right, I'll appoint you. But remember, you're going as my representative, so remember, don't do anything that I wouldn't do.
Would you do this?
No.
Pity.
Hi there, concerned voter. Put her there.
I don't think I know you.
Oh, of course you do. I just said, hi there, concerned voter. Put her there. I represent Nelson Flavor. It's an honor I don't take lightly.
Are you sure you're in the right place?
Oh, indeed I am, sir. Keep Boulder clean. That's our motto. It's a noble aim, and Nelson's one of the cleanest. I mean, people come from miles around just to sniff him. He is so clean that he makes Debbie Boone look like a sweat hog. Nice chatting with you. Hi there. Oh, sorry. You know, Nelson's for purity. I think it's an idea whose time has come. What do you think?
I like where you're coming from.
I like where you've been.
You're new here, aren't you?
You know, that's an interesting concept. Let's talk about that. Let's rap. Let's share energy.
All right. Welcome to our meeting. I'm Jim Blake.
I'm Mark Blank. I represent Nelson Flavor.
Nelson Flavor? Who's he?
He's a concerned politician, as you can see right here, who thinks that Boulder should be cleaned up whichever which way you want.
Jim?
Excuse me, fella.
Sound interesting here. Yeah, what is it?
I don't know about this guy.
Leave him to me, Prescott. This politician friend of yours, has he got a lot of influence?
Well, he will when he has more groups like yours backing him.
Labor. Good American name. Tell me, what does he think of the race problem?
He believes that he should be ahead of everybody else.
Well, that's what we believe.
Yes, yes, you see, we're a white bread group. And we think there's too much rye and pumpernickel in the world.
When you're like Nelson, he's well bred and he's no crumb.
Well, tell me, when can we meet this friend of yours?
How soon can you spit? Say tomorrow morning at my place?
Sounds good. I think our meeting's about to start now. If you'd like to stick around. Hey, quick, you pick up quick. If you'd like to stick around, we'll give you our beginning indoctrination.
We were sent here to learn.
Come with me. Oh, thank you.
Oh,
I'm gonna try this on for size.
Oh, dress up. Do you have a Frankenstein mask?
There are no Steins allowed in here.
It's nice to see young people dressing up again.
And to think they're all coming all the way over here just to meet me. May I have a tissue? I haven't been this deeply touched since the Waltons' Thanksgiving special.
You know, Mark, you really haven't told us much about what went on at that meeting last night.
Well, what's there to say? They're a swell bunch of people who have some fantastic ideas how to get the trash out of Boulder.
Oh, that's good. I'm really glad that you met some new people.
Yeah, and I think I'm a better person having known them.
Good.
Color me giddy. It's moments like these that make the struggle, the sacrifice, and the sucking up worthwhile.
Oh, that's my friends.
Oh, quick, is my smile on straight?
Pure power.
That's our slogan.
Catchy.
Mindy, Nelson, I'd like you to meet my three friends.
Mark, didn't you forget something?
Oh, three friends and I can meet Mindy, Nelson.
Hi, I'm Jim Blake. These are my associates, Helen Anderson and Lloyd Prescott.
We're the officers of the committee to clean up Boulder.
Proud to know you, sir. Ms. Anderson, Prescott.
Well, why don't you all come in and sit down and let me get you some coffee?
Good idea.
How do you take it?
Any way but black.
She's a card. Whole deck, as a matter of fact. Well, Mork's been telling us a lot about you, Flavor. He says you're a true American.
Mr. Blake, I believe that the American people are crying out for leadership. And I want to give them something to cry about.
I like where he's coming from.
Pure power to you too, man.
Back at
you. Hey, talk is cheap. How do we know you're different than any other politician?
Well, if I don't know, how would you?
Nelson's very concerned with protecting the environment.
So what?
Am I wrong, or did I just lose some brownie points?
Don't worry about it. It's time for the selling of Flavor.
Friends, are you looking for that special someone for your cause? Well, here he is, Nelson Flavor. Yes, he's a true American leader. Blonde-haired, blue-eyed, a true media honey. Yes, you've heard the phrase, Nixon's the one. Well, he's one, too. Talk about character, he sure is. Look at that nose. Yes, Nelson Flavor. No artificial ingredients added. Come on now, check him out today.
Paid for by the friends of Flavor.
Well, you've certainly got a staunch supporter there, Flavor.
Yes, and I think Nelson and your group would work real well together.
Well, from what Mork says, we certainly are on the same wavelength.
I can't wait to teach him what you taught me. This town really needs some cleaning up.
I'm your man.
He's okay with me, Jim.
Well, I like where he's coming from.
Now, exactly how would you like me to help you clean up Boulder?
Well, first, I think we ought to start with the specs.
The taco benders.
Now, we know there aren't too many of them living here right now, but we want them out. Boulder's for Americans.
Then I think we gotta go after the Nipskooks and Bagel Breath.
Believe this.
Then we can smear the Krauts, Pollocks, Beaners, and Jungle Bunnies.
Somehow I was thinking more in terms of better water quality.
I don't know what these so-called Americans taught you, Mork, but I think it's ugly and disgusting. It just so happens that Nelson and I are both part Polish.
Polish men?
That's right. Our grandmother came all the way to this country from Warsaw.
Oh, come on. Hardy har harsky.
Is this true flavor?
Not necessarily.
Of course it's true. Now, I think you all had better leave.
We'll be glad to leave. Let's get out of this pigsty.
Come on, men. Puppies are often my friends.
Well, if they're your friends, Mork, why don't you just leave with them?
All right. Well, I'm out. I'll pick you up a Polish six-pack, 4 beers.
Mork's turned into a bigot. And then before I knew it, I threw him out.
Doesn't sound like the Mork that I know.
Oh, Jeannie, Mork is so impressionable. And these people really know how to poison your mind.
I didn't know there were any hate groups in Boulder.
I didn't either. It's hard to see them, but they're there. They hide behind the flag. Mm. Poor Nelson, I wish you could have seen him. He was so humiliated when he found out he was about to support that group.
So,
you're Polish, huh?
Should have known with a last name like McConnell.
My grandmother was Polish, Remo.
Why do people make fun of the Polish?
Probably for the same reason they make fun of other ethnic groups. It's easier to put down someone who's different than to try to understand him.
Yeah, but it's sort of a shame. You gotta admit, some of those Polish jokes are funny. Like, I heard one about this priest, this minister, and this cabbage smuggler.
Remo. Come on, Remo. I think we should make ourselves scarce.
Dobrze mind.
I brought you a little gift. Something special. It's just for you.
Okay. A light bulb?
Yeah, I want to see how many relatives would take to screw it in. The one about the Polish man who locked his keys in his car, took him 2 weeks to get his family out. Or these two Polish duck hunters, one of them said, Stosh, how come we're not getting any birds? He said, maybe we're not throwing the dog high enough. Oh, all right, I'll change the subject, man. Well, you know what's wrong with Ireland geographically? It's above sea level. Well, you know why Greeks don't have freckles? Because they keep sliding off.
That is enough.
What's wrong, Mindy? I mean, he's just funny.
Mindy, are you okay?
No.
Hey. Look, what's going on here?
Oh, Remo, you know my friends say about Italians eating Chinese food? They use wop sticks.
Hey.
Oh, here's one, Mind. You know how to save a darky from drowning?
No, Mark.
Good.
Mark, shut up.
What's wrong, Mind? I mean, my friends laugh at these.
Do you see anyone here laughing?
Well, I almost did it, the one about the dog.
Sit down, Mork. You and I have to talk right now. Mork, do you know what bigotry is?
Sure, bigotry. That's what they have in Italian forests. Bigotry.
Bigotry is when people hate other people just because they're different.
I don't hate anybody, Min. My friends just laugh at them because they say they're inferior.
Mork, I don't know about where you came from, but here on Earth, we're all supposed to be created equal. I mean, the only people who are inferior are those who say that other people are.
Yeah, but my friends tell me that...
Your friends could fertilize Iowa with their mouths. And they're a bunch of sick, stupid creeps who could do a lot of harm.
Oh, men, they're just telling jokes.
Mark, they use those jokes as weapons until they have enough guts to buy bullets. I wouldn't be surprised if 40 years ago in Germany somebody said, did you hear the one about the two Jews? Before long, that's almost all that were left.
You're right. That's not funny.
No.
Well, there's one thing that confuses me, though, men. I mean, aren't there any people on Earth who are lazy, shiftless, pushy, dumb, and inscrutable?
Well, of course there are, but in every race, creed, and color. And aren't there people like that on Ork?
Not anymore. They sent me here. I didn't mean to hurt anybody, men. I just wanted to tell a few jokes. I'm sorry.
Oh, I know you are, Mork. Don't you think there are a few people around here you should apologize to?
Yeah, everybody.
Thanks for taking me to the movie, Min. I mean, you Polish people sure are generous.
Mork, what? Everything is ruined.
Maybe we've been robbed, Min.
No, I don't think. There's a stereo on the TV. Oh, look at my dishes. And my plants.
Oh, no. It's not Fern.
My dad bought me this when I moved in here. Oh, Mark.
It's all right, Min. You can sleep on your side for a while.
I wonder if they did anything to the attic.
Let me check.
Oh! Oh, Mark, I'm scared.
Come on. It's all right now. You just stay here, you lock the door, and I'll be right back.
Where are you gonna go?
A little score to settle with the friends.
Pure power. I'll show you pure power.
Done the wrong thing. I'm becoming like them. This is how wars are started, men.
We can't fight hate with hate. We're just not good at it.
What's the answer?
I don't know. I wish I did. I was taught to fight hate with love and understanding.
What's good to us is two against one.
What the hell are you doing?
Making a mess.
Well, we're going to make a mess out of you and the Polacks.
Well, I guess this is a job for love, men. Oh, hon, with you to look at this, it's so unkempt.
I know you people must be tired after a hard day of hating various and sundry ethnic groups, so why don't you just sit down? I'll get your pipe, your slippers, and your kerosene.
All right, Prescott, let's get him.
Men, I don't think love works. Maybe we better try a little understanding.
I feel strange.
Me too.
Look, Blake is black. What happened?
Well, I just kind of reprogrammed their genes.
Look, are they going to stay this way?
Well, only until they learn about brotherhood without the hood. Goodbye, everybody. Welcome to America.
More calling Orson. Come in, Orson. More calling Orson. Come in, Orson.
More calling Orson. Come in, nicest person in the history of the universe.
Mork?
Sir.
I'm surprised. You usually greet me with some slur about my size.
Oh, not anymore, oh wonderful being. I've learned that slurs can be harmful.
Actually, I've sort of gotten used to your remarks.
Oh, glad to hear that, you porky pigness. I just want to say then that...
Your report, Mork.
Yes, sir.
This week, sir, a group of people taught me about a new emotion called hate.
Is hate anything like love?
Well, sir, let's just say they use the sheets for different purposes. Or as one poet says, love builds bridges between people. Hate burns them up.
Why does this group you mentioned teach hate?
Well, sir, there are certain people here on Earth who can only feel up by putting other people down. For example, when we call someone ambitious, they call them pushy. When we call someone carefree, they call them lazy bum. When we call someone different, they call them hippie freak. When they call someone inscrutable, we say, what's that?
It seems to me that hate affects vision and distorts what people see.
Oh, it does, sir. Wish they could make a contact lens for the mind so these people would see that when you mix all the different varieties of Earthlings together, you get this incredible human rainbow that stems from the same source, and each person has his own pot of gold. Till next week, sir. Nanu, sayonara, shalom, dasvidaniya, ciao, linglong saobi. From all of us here on this wonderful little planet, I'm saying, catch you later.